At the end of the general audience on Wednesday, Pope Benedict greeted Paul Batty, the Bishop of Faisalabad, Pakistan, Monsignor Joseph Coutts, and Syed Muhammad Abdul Kabir Azad, Grand Imam of the Badshahi Mosque in Lahore. John Kelly reports. Paul Batty is the elder brother of Shahbaz, the Pakistani minister for religious minorities, who was assassinated just over a month ago by Islamic extremists on his way to work in the capital Islamabad. Paul, a doctor by profession, has accepted President Asif Ali Zardari's offer to become the current government's representative for religious minorities, despite the obvious risk this post entails. Tuesday, during a meeting organised by the Sant'Egidio community, he said he had forgiven the killers of his brother, whom he remembers as a warm and patient man.
He was one of the most tolerant person in the family, and also the most pleasant personality he has in the family. I think surely the people who are the killer of my brother, they don't belong to any religion. None of the religion teach the killing of a person.
Paul Batty, joined by the Grand Imam of Lahore and the Catholic Bishop of Faisalabad, have decided to build a bridge of dialogue across the country's religious divide.
We, making this bridge, will give the message to all these people they should not use the name of religion for their own dirty purpose.
Imam Syed Muhammad Abdul Kabir Azad, who was a personal friend of Shahbaz Batty, points out that inter-religious dialogue has a 40-year history in Pakistan.
This is real fact that Shahbaz Batty was my good friend, and we both work for interfaith dialogue initiatives taken by both of us. The history of interfaith in Pakistan is very old, 40 years big. My father started that work. Now, there are many religious scholars that do believe in interfaith. We are all working for Pakistan. Working for Pakistan means working for interfaith to make it global and have a global peaceful society. Unfortunately, Pakistan is also suffering from these terrorist attacks. The Muslims are also suffering. After the death of Shahbaz Batty, we people believe that his mission could be fulfilled in this way, that if we work accordingly in the direction where he has worked, we have the platform for Interfaith Council for Peace and Harmony, and from that platform, we can forward the work, the mission of Shahbaz Batty to spread and promote peace, dialogues, and interfaith initiatives in Pakistan.
Paul Batty knows that the road to peaceful coexistence in Pakistan is long but not impossible.
I think all the minorities are in risk. Christians are more because in some way people interpreted the Christian in Pakistan as the people in Europe or in America. So, as many people are hating the international Christian community, so Christians of Pakistan are considered as an ambassador of these people, so they are victimized, they're victim of this kind of fate, compared to others, for example, Hindus, they're only in India, and though they are, I mean, minority, but they don't create such kind of hate or other things for the people because we don't have so much voice as an international community.
I'm John Kelly.